CQ, the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Your net control tonight is W4DJW. My name is Dave, and my location is Greer. In the interest and promotion of amateur radio, this net is called nightly at 9 p.m. In the event of an emergency, this net will be activated. This repeater is located atop Caesar's Head Mountain, about 2 miles south of the North Carolina-South Carolina border near Highway 276. The repeater is at an elevation of 3,500 feet and is owned and operated by the Blue Ridge Amateur Radio Society. All amateurs licensed to operate on the frequency are invited to check in. Is there any formal traffic bulletins or announcements for the net? Please call W4DJW. Okay, nothing heard. We'll now begin the roll call. This is a directed net. All stations with or without traffic are invited to check in. As you check in, give your call, name, location, and signal your intent to remain on the net for the RAGCHU portion. Tonight being Saturday night, we're going to begin with Alpha through Delta, but before we do that, we're going to recognize the pre-net check-ins. We're going to check for brand-new amateur radio operators, and we're going to give Echolink an opportunity to check in. We'll start off with the pre-net check-ins. Tonight we have W4FCM, that's Fred. He's over in Travelers Rest, bringing with him in for IEI, that's Miss Isla. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Fred. Tell Miss Isla we said hello. KM4BLH, that's Curtis. He's over in Greenville. Good to have you tonight, Curtis. K4XMR, that's Melvin over in Prosperity. KW4TS, that's Jim in Pelzer. KA5WLL, that's Leroy in Taylors. Kilo India 4, Lima, Zulu, India. KI4LZI, Andy, I don't know what happened there. My mind just went blank. KI4LZI, that's Andy. K4OSH, that's Pat. KG4PFI, that's Don, bring with him. KG4QLQ, that's Miss Linda. W2AMD, that's Andrew. N4WRO, that's Bill. And K4OIM, that's Walter, our Tuesday night net control operator. KI4MRA, that's Fred. And KO4RAX, that's Jim, over in Easley. And KN4RJN, that's John. He's over in Brown Summit, North Carolina. Good to have you with us tonight, John. Appreciate everybody that used the pre-net check-in. Oh, we've got one more. Pays to check. KO4PXB, that's Lloyd, over in Simpsonville. Appreciate everyone who used the pre-net check-in capability this evening. Now we're going to take a moment for brand new amateur radio operators who have never checked into a net before and would like to check into the net. Just throw your call sign out there and I'll do the rest. Okay, none this evening, but I'm sure we will have some more coming on board as they are passing their tests and rolling into the amateur radio community. We got a couple of Echolink stations. Echolink stations only for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Call W4DJW.
W4DJW, man, I can't do it tonight either. This is KK4LAZ, Jim down in Simpsonville, negative and negative. Good evening to you, Dave, and everybody on the net. 7-3s, and everybody stay safe.
Okay, the other Echolink station dropped off, so I'm sure he'll be popping in with RF in a little bit. Net Control like to recognize KK4LAZ, that's Jim, over in Simpsonville. Good to have you with tonight, Jim. Appreciate you taking the time to check in this evening. You're sounding good on Echolink. And now, being Saturday night, we're going to begin the RF section of the net with Alpha through Delta. Stations with the first letter suffix of their call that begins with letters A through D. When I check into the Blue Ridge 2-meter net, call W4DJW. Net Control, like to recognize KK4DMW, Rick, bring with him KK4ONO, Miss Lorena, and KM4MOQ, that's Miss Michelle, they're over in Piedmont. And Rick, I believe that battery you're on is at the end of its life because you're barely making it in. Might want to swap batteries because that one's about dead. Any other stations, Alpha through Delta, that would like to check into the Blue Ridge 2-meter net, call W4DJW.
JW. Good to hear you tonight. Please check in Kilo, Bravo 2, Bravo Yankee, Quebec, KB2, BYQ, Dave and Easley. I'll be negative, negative tonight. 73s to you and everybody on the net.
W. Good evening, Dave. Please check in Kilo 1, Charlie, Julia, Whiskey. That's K1CJW. Rolling and Pickens, negative and negative, and a very good evening to all.
Okay, Net Control, I'd like to recognize KB2BYQ. That's David over in Easley. Good to have you. It's night, David. You're sounding good. And K1CJW. That's Roland over in Pickens. You're sounding good tonight as well, Roland. Do appreciate you taking the time to be here this evening. Any other stations, Alpha through Delta, that would like to check into the Blue Ridge 2-meter net, call W4DJW. Okay, moving right along to the Echo through Hotel group. Station with the first letter suffix of call that begins with letters E through H. And would like to check into the Blue Ridge 2-meter net, call W4DJW.
DJW. 10 Kilo Charlie 4, Echo, Zulu, November, Harry and Chandler, and I'll be negative tonight. Negative and negative tonight, Dave. It's nice to be back on the east side of the country.
Okay, Net Control, I'd like to recognize KC4EZN. That's Harry over in Chandler, North Carolina, opposed to California. That is a long trip. It is nice to be home. Nothing like coming home from a trip over to the other side of the U.S. Good to have you this night, Harry. Hope you're doing well. Stay safe. Any other stations, Echo through Hotel, the light check into the Blue Ridge 2-meter net, call W4DJW. Okay, we're moving on up to the India through Lima group. Stations with the first letter suffix of call begins with letters I through L, and would like to check into the Blue Ridge 2-meter net, call W4DJW.
DJW. Kilo 4. Juliet, Foxtrot Oscar. And I'm James, and I'm up here on this mountain in Tuxedo, North Carolina. Be negative and negative, though, and saying,
have you? Hope you and Miss Amy are well. Please check in. Whiskey 4, India Oscar Echo. See it in Fletcher, North Carolina. Dave, thanks for calling the net. Good evening to you and Amy, and good evening to all on the net. No traffic, no comment.
4, DJW. Please check in. Kilo 4. Juliet, Bravo, Quebec. This is Larry. Also, my wife Donna. Kilo, Charlie, 4. Mike, Foxtrot, Kilo. We make our home in Greer. Mark us in and out, if you would, please. Everyone have a good night. 7-3.
Okay, Net Control, I'd like to recognize KK4JFO. That's James, sounding good from Tuxedo, North Carolina, as usual. Good to have you this night, James. Hope you're doing well. W4IOE, that's Sid. He's over in Fletcher, North Carolina, and he runs the 146.64 net on Sundays at 8. That's 146.64. We're on 6.1. He's on 6.4. Tomorrow at 8 o'clock, PL time of 91.5. Be sure and stop by and check in with Sid tomorrow night. I'm sure he'd appreciate it, and I'm sure you would enjoy it. Then hang around afterwards for the slow scan TV net that comes up after that. Sid, tell Miss Beverly we said hello. Do appreciate you stopping by and checking in. I do have a question. Do you remember Shannon that had the simplex nets? Do you recall what her call sign was? There's some guys in North Carolina that use this repeater that they're talking about doing the same thing. They might get some pointers from her.
Hello, Mike 4. EFT, Echo, Foxtrot Tango, if I'm remembering correctly. It's been a while since I've talked to her.
Okay, well, that's a better start than I had, because I couldn't remember. I haven't heard it in quite a while. I made a note of it. I'll let them know. They can look her up on QRZ, and they're looking for the ins and outs and probably going to try to get a simplex net started up or something like that again, kind of learn from what she did and carry the baton forward. Appreciate you being with us tonight. Sid, tell Miss Beverly we said hello. You guys take care and stay safe. KK4JBQ, that's Larry bringing him KC4MFK. That's Miss Donna. They make their home in Greer. Wouldn't be the same without you, Larry. Tell Miss Donna we said hello. Do appreciate you checking in on the net this evening. Any other stations in the India through Lima group that would like to check into the Blue Ridge 2-meter net, call W4DJW.
November Yankee 4 Golf out of turn. I'll stay on for the rag chew, but otherwise I'll keep listening.
Okay, we had more check-ins that time than just Ariel, which is why it took me a little while. We got APRIS check-ins. We're starting to get APRIS check-ins again. Net Control, I'd like to recognize NY4G. That's Ariel over in Traveler's Rest. Ariel, I've been enjoying that CW thread that you were contributing to going through the Greer Amateur Radio Club. That's a really fun, interesting thread, email thread to be reading. I've been having a good time. Appreciate your contribution to that. KO4NUE, that's Chad. He's over in, and Ariel, I got you down for comments, so we'll be back to you in a little bit. KO4NUE, that's Chad over in Deer Camp, checking in from the Deer Camp on APRS with no traffic and no rag chew. Appreciate you being with us, Chad. Chad's bringing with him KO4RYP, that's Miss Anna. She's over there with him, and the deer camp. You guys have fun over there. Be safe. Appreciate you taking the time to be with us this evening on Echolink. That's wonderful that you use that. We're using the full extent of all of our technology. That's wonderful. I love it. Any other stations in the India through Lima group that would like to check into the Blue Ridge 2-meter net, call W4DJW. Okay, we'll move it on up to the Mike through Papa group. Stations with the first letter suffix of the call that begins with letters M through P would like to check into the Blue Ridge 2-meter net, call W4DJW. Okay, Mike through Papa is coming in on second shift. We'll go ahead and move it on up to the Quebec through Tango group. Stations with the first letter suffix of the call that begins with letters Q through T and would like to check into the Blue Ridge 2-meter net, call W4DJW.
DJW and KO4QLG, that's Kilo Oscar 4, Quebec, Lima, Golf. This is Chris and Liberty, and I will be negative and negative.
Kilo November 4, Victor Bisky Alpha. Steven Inman, and I'll be negative, negative, listening in. Everybody have a nice evening. Stay warm.
Okay, Net Control, I'd like to recognize KO4QLG. That's Chris. He's over in Liberty. Chris, you're sounding good. Do appreciate you taking time to be with us this evening. And KN4VWA. That's Steve, my flying buddy over in Inman. Good to have you. It's nice to see if you got that radio dialed in. It's sounding good. Appreciate you being here tonight. Any other stations in the Quebec through Tango group that would like to check into the Blue Ridge 2-meter net, call W4DJW. All right, we'll move it on up to the Uniform through Zulu group, the patient, the not-so-patient group this evening. Didn't have to be patient because we got there in 15 minutes or less. If the first letter suffix your call begins with letters U through Z and you'd like to check into the Blue Ridge 2-meter net, call W4DJW.
DJW. Bravo for Zulu, Victor, Mike, ZVM, Dan, and Greer, and I'll be negative and negative tonight, Dave.
DJW. Check in, Kilo 4, Victor, Kilo, November, K4VKN. This is Alan over in Piedmont, and we'll be negative and negative. 73 there, everybody on the net.
Check in, Kilo X-ray 4, Yankee Mike, Scott, Greenville, negative, negative. Also my bride, Kilo Oscar 4, Alpha Charlie Delta. And my daughter, Kilo Oscar 4, India Lima, India, both named Mary. 73 is Dawn. Thanks for calling on that tonight, Dave.
Control. Whiskey 4, Whiskey, Oscar Zulu. That's W4WOZ. My name's Rod. We're in the land was. We're negative and negative. Good evening.
Okay, Net Control, I'd like to recognize KB4ZVM. That is Dan. He's over in Greer. He's flying, buddy, too. Full-scale airplane flying. Good to have you with us tonight, Dan. Hope you're doing well. Appreciate you taking the time to check in this evening. K4BKN, that's Alan. He's over in Piedmont. Appreciate you being with us tonight. Alan, you're sounding exceptionally clear over the air tonight. Must be that cold air coming in clear as a bell. KX4YM, that's Scott. I could barely keep up with you, Scott, but I did. I made it all the way to the end. K4XM, or KX4YM, Scott. KO4ACD, Miss Mary. And KO4II, Miss Mary. They're over in Greenville. Good to have you with us tonight, Scott. Tell Miss Mary and Miss Mary we said hello. Appreciate very much you checking in with us this evening. Hope you guys stay safe. And W4WOZ, that's Rod. He is the mayor of Waz. Good to have you with us tonight, Rod. Hope all's going well with you. Appreciate you taking the time to check in with us this evening. You guys stay safe. Any other stations? Let's go ahead now and open it up all the way through the alphabet. A through Z, Z through A. If you've got a letter in your call at all and you'd like to check into the Blue Ridge 2-meter net, call W4DJW.
W4DJW. This is KO4HKX. Kilo Oscar 4, Hotel Kilo X-ray, Patrick up in Penrose. And I'll be in and out tonight, Dave.
For DJW. This is W4, Foxtrot, Hotel, Juliet, Gene, and Taylor's, negative and negative, over.
Okay, Net Control, I'd like to recognize KO4HKX. That's Patrick and Penrose. Good to have you tonight, Patrick. Were you around? Were you listening when Sid gave out Shannon's call sign?
I was listening, but I didn't get it wrote down. I didn't have anything to write with.
Do you have anything to write with now?
Yes, sir.
Okay, and if you lose it, you can ask me for it. I have it in my database now, so I can always go back to today and look it up. KM4EFT. That's Shannon's call sign. I haven't looked it up on QR's head, but that's memory. That comes direct from Sid's memory. So KM4EFT, and look her up. If she's got an email address, you can get some pointers from her on how to do simplex nets, because she learned a lot. She might as well pass some of that along. QSL?
Dave, can you give that to me one more time just so I can make sure? And I couldn't make out the last letter was a V or a B.
Okay, I'm the same way, so don't feel bad. Kilo, Mike, 4, Echo, Foxtrot, Tango. I'll do it one more time. Kilo, Mike, 4, Echo, Foxtrot, Tango. QSL?
Dave.
Thank you, Patrick. Hope you guys make some headway into getting that kind of thing going again somehow or some way. That was a lot of fun last go around. Take care. Stay safe. And W4FHJ, that's Gene. He's over in Taylor's. Good to have you with us tonight, Gene. Hope you're staying warm. You and Miss Alice, hope you're doing well. Appreciate you taking time to check in this evening. Do we have any other stations all the way through the alphabet that would like to check into the Blue Ridge 2 meter net? Call W4DHAW.
DHAW.
Okay, Nick Control, I'd like to recognize KE4ZHF. That's Keith, sounding good from Columbus this evening. Keith, are you up for another Simplex net if these guys get this thing going again?
I might get in. He's one. Gastonia has one. It's on Wednesday night, so I might get in once in a while. But I'd love to get another going.
Okay. Well, Patrick, you might tell him about that one. He might get some pointers from them as well. His Patrick's call sign is KO4HKX. I don't know if you guys can, well, you guys can talk to each other through this repeater. But he's Kilo Oscar 4, Hotel Kilo X-ray. And Patrick, if you're listening, Keith's call sign is Kilo Echo 4, Zulu Hotel Foxtrot. So I'm just trying to make all possible ways of connection so that we can get another simplex net going. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Keith. Stay safe. Stay warm. Any other stations all the way through the alphabet that would like to check into the Blue Ridge Team Internet, call W4DJW.
JW. Dave, please check in KI4DOS, Gary. Also K3JOY. That's my pretty little bride, Joy. We're at home at Easley. No traffic, no chew tonight. Good evening to you and Miss Amy and all on the net. And Dave, I did get your email.
Okay, Net Control, I'd like to recognize KI4DOS. That's Gary bringing him Pretty Little Bride, Miss Joy, K3JOY. Good to have you with us tonight, Gary. Tell Miss Joy we said hello, and appreciate you letting me know you got that email. And we'll take it from there in February. Anyway, appreciate it, Gary. Take care. Stay safe. Stay warm. One last call before we shut down the formal portion of the net. If you'd like to check into the Blue Ridge 2-meter net, call W4DJW.
JW.
Got your recheck. I'll be with you in just a second. Net Control, I'd like to recognize KN4CHY. That is Keith, sounding good from Seneca, South Carolina this evening. Good to have you with us, Keith. Take care. Stay warm. Recheck. Go right ahead.
Dave, this is Dan, KB4ZVM. I'm interested in a simplex net, too. The president of the Tryon Club is currently trying to get one going, and his call is KO4NUE, November Uniform Echo.
Okay, Patrick, that will be an easy one for you to remember. Did you catch that, Patrick?
Yes, I talked know about that one. He's trying to do a 2-meter. I want to do the single sideband, so that's what I'm looking into. But I've already talked to him about that one, too. So thank you, KO4.
All right, Patrick. Very good. 2-meter FM, I guess, is what you're talking about. You're talking about 2-meter sideband. He's talking about 2-meter FM. Okay. Anyway, Dan, appreciate you letting us know that. I didn't know that he was looking to, I mean, I know he's into a lot of things. I didn't know he was into that. But that's as good as any. We did the same thing on Shannon's net. We did try FM, and we were successful with that a few times as well. but single sideband goes further with less power. Anyway, Dan, anything else?
Dave, you answered some questions for me. I was wondering if the simplex nets were going to be sideband or FM.
Normally sideband for the distance, but that's not always the case. Once we got sideband tackled with Shannon's nets, we progressed on up to FM. Now, not near as many people got in, but it did work.
What frequency do you use?
She had several frequencies, depending on conditions. She passed. So that's something to be set up by whoever sets it up. She had several, and she did both 70 centimeters and 2 meters. So if you got like a handheld beam, it's good to have both, you know, 70 centimeters and 2 meters on a single set of handheld beams if you got it. But if you got like stacked beams or something like that, that works too. But they'll be deciding that. And it wasn't consistent throughout the whole time that she had the simplex net. She changed it around sometimes just because conditions were bad in some areas and better in others.
Well, understand, I can do sideband if it's a sideband net, and I am interested in simplex nets. So if anybody gets one going, please let me know.
Yeah, just listen in on this repeater because that's where their chatter is starting this go around, right? I did tell them to take it over there to Sid's the repeater that Sid calls the net on, 146.64, because you know a lot of the traffic came from over there. So it's good to have separation like that because I used to know that before I got a new set of beams that I had to go through Keith to get checked in. Keith in Columbus, he checked me, he relayed me in until I got a set of beams that would get me direct to Shannon. And that was good learning, right? That you know, that's one of the reasons she did the net is so that if something does happen, you know who you can talk to on Simplex. Otherwise, we don't know. Right, we're just gonna be in the dark if the repeater goes out and we try to talk to each other simplex. Go ahead, recheck.
4DJW KO4 NUE at the deer camp. Can I comment about the simplex net for a second?
Absolutely, go right ahead. That's what we're here for.
Okay, so we are. The club in Tron is, we have some club members and people in the community who have expressed an interest in Simplex. So, in order to try to satisfy that, we're going to have a Zoom class or a Zoom presentation sometime in February to discuss it with all people that are interested on Zoom. So, if you're in the listening area tonight and you would like to be in that Zoom class to discuss, you know, how we're going to do that and what frequency we're on, then please shoot me an email at chadlhightower@gmail.com. That's chadlhightower@gmail.com, and I'll send you a link so you can sit in on the Zoom class if you'd like, or Zoom session if you'd like. We're probably going to try to do two different type of simplex nets, but they'll all be two meter simplex. So here's the goal. So there's a simplex net in Gastonia, and then there's also a simplex net in Pickens County. Well, our club sits right in between those two communities, so we, as a community, want to try to practice to get well enough at it so that we can connect Gastonia through us to Pickens County, and would like to eventually get to a point to where we could move a piece of written traffic from one end of geography to the other, if you know what I mean. But that's going to take a lot of work, but the club members have expressed an interest in it, and that's the direction we're going to go. So anybody interested, please shoot me an email, and I will be glad to fill you in. KO4NUE.
All right, Chad. Well, appreciate you putting that out there to let people know. That's chadlhightower@gmail.com. Anybody need any fills on that announcement? Okay, I'll be sending an email because I want all in on that Zoom meeting. And I suppose Patrick will be there too. Anyway, appreciate that, Chad. One last call all the way through the alphabet. If you'd like to check into the Blue Ridge Team Internet, call W4DJW.
W. Please check in Kilo 4 X-ray Bravo. That's K4XB. Name is Tommy. I'm located down here in southern Greenville County. I'll be negative and negative. Good evening to you and everyone on that.
RON, Whiskey Delta 8, Romeo Oscar November, and I have a comment about a site that might be useful to the Simplex people.
Okay, Nick, I'd like to recognize K4XB, that's Tommy, down in southern Greenville County. Good to have you this night, Tommy. Hope you're doing well. And make sure I got this one right. That's WD8RON. And are you in, is that Ed in Brevard? Do I have that right?
Whiskey Delta 8, Romeo Oscar November. We still have some snow, but the roads are clear.
Okay, Ed. And did you say that you had something else for the night? Go ahead.
Just a chat, but people on the net may be interested in a line of sight, SIGHT, on the web that looks very useful. You can get a line of sight from point A to point B showing what hills and mountains are in the way. It's https://www.scade.com/tools/rf-path/rf-line-of-sight/. And that's, go to it, www.scadacorps.com/tools/rf-path/rf-line-of-sight. You put in latitude and longitude, and it'll give you a distance and line of sight. One way to find the latitude and longitude, Google Earth, and you can find the addresses of people easily enough. You put in the address on Google Earth, and it'll give latitude and longitude.
Okay, Ed, well, we appreciate that. You can stay right there inside Google Earth, too, and put drop a pin on both sites and then click on that line and say, show me, or click on the properties box over on the left, the navigator bar on the left on that line, and say, show me elevation, all right? And it'll show you, it'll connect the two points with the line, and it'll show you any mountains or anything that's in between. So you can stay right inside Google Earth and do the same thing.
I think with Google Earth and this other site, if you could see it, what's there, but on the site I gave you, it actually cuts a section through the hills so you can see exactly what it's running into from a side view. It's like cutting a section out of the earth and showing it from a side view.
Yeah, that's the same thing in Google Earth. It's a cross section. To drop that line straight through the center of the earth and cut the earth in half, and then it'll show you the side, look at it from the side, and it'll show you exactly all the hills and everything. And you can slide your mouse left and right over that profile, that sectional profile. And as your mouse goes back and forth, it shows you the distance from each side. And so it shows you how many miles away that mountain peak is, all right? Is it halfway? Is it 4 miles, 8 miles, 10 miles? So it's kind of, it's a really good sectional profile of the earth view by using a line. So both ways, I mean, you know, there's 100 ways to accomplish any task. So whatever works for you. But I did write that down, www.scadacorps.com, tools, RF path, RF line of sight. So I'll be taking a look at that too. That may be more convenient than Google Earth, but Google Earth's pretty convenient. Anyway, appreciate that, Ed. Anything else for us tonight?
Try Google Earth. I know how to draw a line between two spots, but I wasn't sure you could get the cross section.
Okay, try it. Once you draw the line, give the line a name, look for it in your navigator over on the right. Right-click on the navigator and go down to the bottom of the pop-up menu and say, show me the sectional cross-sectional view. And poof, it comes up over there and right below the map. It comes up right below it. So it's pretty cool stuff. Good luck with that. Any other stations all the way through the alphabet that would like to check into the Blue Ridge 2-meter net, call W4DJW. All right, good discussion during the net. This is W4DJW. Now securing the formal portion of the net with our thanks for checking in. All stations wishing to secure may do so, and we'll now begin the RAGCHU portion of the net with periodic stops for check-ins between RAGCHUs. And I think the only one I have up for RAGCHU is Ariel, NY4G. Ariel, he's still there, called W4DJW in the Blue Ridge 2-meter net.
W, this is NY4G. Good evening, Dave.
Good evening, Ariel. You guys gearing up for this winter's field day, I see. Is that what that email thread is all about?
Well, we have some newcomers asking about field day and whether we were networked, and so I had put in my 2 cents on why we're not networked, because we're only running 2A and we have dedicated CW and single sideband and all that, and then the discussion evolved into how we can break out of 10,000 points, and you see the rest of the comments that came in. Back to you, Dave, NY4G.
So I was just curious. Yeah, I saw those, and it did branch off into CW and head speed, getting your CW to break through the 20 word per minute CW barrier to get to head copy, I think is what they refer to. But I know exactly what they're talking about. On bad days, I could barely make 18. On good days, I could do 24, and I could send it to the computer, and the computer could decode it at 24. And if a computer can decode it, humans are much better at decoding CW than a computer. So if the computer could decode it, then the humans would be able to do that as well. And that was on a good day, but I didn't have that many good days. Had more 18 word per minute days than 24 word per minute days. How about you?
I'm mostly an 18 word per minute guy. Because I don't practice it enough that I'm good at the higher speeds. So I'm about 18 words per minute. Back to you, Dave, NY4.
Did you see that one comment about the guy that when he first learned it was 6 months of 5 hours a day practice, and at the end of the 6 months he made 20 words a minute?
Oh, that's a lot of dedication. I don't think I have that much dedication left in me.
Well, that's how I learned the French language. They called that intensive French. And what I did for half a day's work, 4 hours a day, half of my job was to learn French. So that made it a whole lot easier. I mean, you got to do your job 8 hours a day regardless, right? So what Michelin did is they split your day in half, and they said half of your day you're going to spend learning intensive French. Now, what they didn't tell you is that the homework that was assigned to you took another 4 hours when you got home to get it done. So it was really 8 hours a day for 6 months, and then you're fluent, and then you're a level three, between level three and four. Level four is fluent. A level five is the top of, that's like in English, they call that the Queen's English. And nobody speaks level five. Everybody speaks level four. And foreigners normally speak level three. So I got to level four eventually, but it wasn't after till the teacher threw a eraser at my head several times for saying it wrong. But anyway, I can see how that would work. But I did spend a whole lot of time when I was first learning it. Sending it, receive most of the time receiving it, sometimes sending it, and only sending it if something was there to decode it to make sure I wasn't getting ahead of myself.
Yeah, it's one of those things that if you don't practice it enough, you sort of lose it. So you can get it back quickly, though, but like you said, just like language, immersion is the fastest way to learn it quickly. Like when I lived in Germany, because I was in the country, all I could hear was German, so I better learn it quickly. I did take lessons too, so that helped a lot. After 2 years, I was quite conversant in German, and it's worn off quite a bit because it's been 20 years almost, but I can still have a very rudimentary conversation in German if I had to. And then in 2015, I went to a French colony near Newfoundland, or Newfoundland, depending on how. In St. Pierre, nobody spoke English. Everybody just speaks French. And I knew a little French, and mostly I listened, but if I had to open my mouth, it would be few and far between, but I was able to get my two cents in, so to speak. Back to you, Dave, NY4G.
Well, German's a hard one to learn. It's not on the order of a new alphabet, you know, like Russian or Chinese or Japanese. But among the Latin-based languages, German is one of the harder ones, I think, is what I've been told. I never learned that. My dad learned that. He knew how, but I never got that one down pat. And I did talk to, I had a buddy that was an engineer that I worked with for a couple of years on multirotors, and he would speak English and French, not French. He knew a few words in French, but he'd speak German a lot. And I knew some German words from my dad talking in German a lot when I was growing up. So he would help me with that a little bit, but nowhere near fluent, nowhere near the ability to handle a conversation. But you do that. One of the things I did because of that experience with CW was, used to be when I worked in Charlotte, I'd go to Quiznos every day to get lunch. And I would read the menu in CW. I would tap it out in my head while I was waiting in line. I mean, what are you going to do when you're waiting in line, right? I'd read the whole menu in CW. And I'd try to get from the beginning, the one that's up above the people's heads that are servicing the food. And I'd try to get through the whole menu before it was my time up at the line to increase my speed. Just little tricks like that to make your CW sharper. When you think you can't be studying CW, you really can't.
Interesting. I used to do that too, but it's been a while though. It's amazing how some of these things like languages and CW is just language rub off on. It sort of transcends different things. And one of the things I wanted to share tonight was I used to be a kit builder. I probably am still a kit builder of some sort. When it comes to radios, and the kit building experience allowed me to go another level into not into kit building per se of radios, but building lithium iron phosphate battery packs with a battery management system. After going to YouTube University, it's just taking the plunge and building one myself, and it was kind of rewarding to finish three of them. Back to you, Dave, NY4G.
Well, I have a question on that. I did watch a video one time, a YouTube video, on making a battery from the cells that are used to build Tesla batteries, or the 1860, 18260, whatever that battery is, the one right before the Tesla battery. And they showed scavenging a transformer out of an old microwave that doesn't work anymore, a microwave oven, scavenging that, and they showed how to build that into a spot welder for batteries, because you don't want to heat your battery up, right? When you don't really want to use solder tabs on a battery, because it's going to get hot. But you can use those little welder, you know, the little two prongs that just touch with a piece of metal in between, and it just... And you just send high voltage through it for a split second, and it just immediately melts and then cools off. What do you use for that? How do you put the tabs on the batteries?
Well, Dave, I didn't go that route because I was too afraid to actually do spot welding. I used prismatic cells. These are cells that are used on some electric vehicles that are... They're rectangular, and that's why it's called prismatic, and they have two studs. So you don't have to weld anything. All you have to do is put bus bars on studs, and you connect them in series and parallel. I sent an email to the Greer Club showing a few photos of what I did. But it's a lot easier to deal with prismatic cells than it is to deal with the 18650s or the 3680s. There's so many, depending on, they have different numbers depending on what size they are. There are advantages and disadvantages to either one. But one of the big disadvantages with the round cells is that you do have to spot weld them so that you can connect them together to make a battery bank. Back to you, Dave, NY4G.
Hey, Chad. Get back with you in just a second on the comment. So another advantage and disadvantage that I learned was that – so the aero modelers are switching over in a lot of cases from lithium polymer to lithium ion, because lithium ion, you can go deeper. You can go deeper into the discharge. Lithium polymer, you can only go so far before you permanently ruin it. Lithium ion, you can go deeper. And so they're switching over to it. But one of the things I watch from the videos is you can't get as much punch out of the lithium ion like you can with the lithium polymer. They said if you're used to lithium polymer and you go vertical, don't be too disappointed if you try to go vertical on lithium ion. You can't do it. You can go longer, but you can't go harder. Go ahead, Chad, W4DJW in the Blue Ridge 2-meter net.
GKO4NUE. I was just wondering if you could give me a location. Where's the field day event going to be held, Ariel? Oh, it'll still be at the YMCA and Travelers Rest, and not too far from downtown TR. Okay. I'll shoot you an email. And get some more information from you. Thank you, Ariel. I appreciate it.
All right. Appreciate that, Chad. And Ariel, you got anything else for us this evening? This has been an interesting conversation. I have really thoroughly enjoyed it.
I guess one last thing about building any kind of lithium, and you are probably aware that it is potentially dangerous if you're not careful with it, because of the internal resistance in these lithium batteries are so low in the milliohms that if you short them across the terminals, all the energy in the battery is going to go from one terminal to the other, and that's a lot of energy to dissipate. And it's sort of like playing with a firearm and pulling the trigger. If you do the wrong thing, it's like having pulled the trigger. You can set your house on fire or kill yourself. Back to you, Dave, NY4G.
Yeah, that's the thing. When you're flying airplanes, you got to be very careful with that. They even have batteries, battery bags that you can put them in. And they promote sand traps. Put them in a sand trap in your house so that while you're charging them, if they should catch on fire, they just sit up. The sand just turns into glass and they don't go through the floor. If they catch on fire, they burn at 3,000 degrees, and they don't stop till they hit dirt. So they go through the first floor, the second floor, the table, whatever's in their way before they hit dirt. And if that catches the house on fire, then so be it. I mean, you're right. They're nothing to play around with, but I've been doing it since they came out, so at least 10 years maybe. And knock on wood, no fires yet. I did have one crash on a brand new battery, and it squashed the battery pack, and it didn't blow up. I put it outside and left it laying out there in the concrete or gravel for a few days, and eventually discharged it completely and trashed it. But yeah, they are dangerous. You got to be careful. It can be like a bullet that hasn't gone off, and you connect those two ends together, and it'll go off in your lap.
Roger that, Dave. I think the key is a really good, reliable battery management system, or BMS, is the key, because because overcharging is the main culprit, and lithium iron phosphate is one of the safer chemistries and one of the more stable chemistries. So it's a lot. That's why I think lithium iron phosphates are the only ones that you can fly on the plane in your hand carry. That's what I flew into St. Pierre with when I did my solo expedition. I had a set of lithium iron phosphate batteries, They let it on the plane. They allowed it on the plane. But a good BMS is really your insurance against things blowing up on you, because it keeps it from discharging too fast, charging too fast, or overcharging, or it keeps the cells balanced. So there's a lot of good things for keeping battery life, maximizing battery life, even if you set the correct parameters. Anyway, I think that's about all I have, Dave, and thanks for listening to me on. I'll go on and on about lithium iron phosphate batteries, and thought I'd share my experience. Back to you, Dave, NY4G.
All right, Ariel. Well, we do the same thing with model airplanes. I know the carry-on, they're kind of restricted for what you can take on. But I haven't tried to take them. I haven't tried to carry them via airplanes. I don't know what would happen if you took like a big old honking lithium polymer on there. They saw that and they say, turn around and send you back. Or they'd want to like throw it in the trash or something like that. Those batteries can cost $300-$400 a piece. So you don't want them throwing away batteries. But what we do, we're so paranoid about battery voltage, and because we use so many amperage, so many watts, like we can pull 1.5 kilowatts going vertical on an airplane, and that's nothing, you know, but it's all coming from a battery, 1.5 kilowatts as it pulls the airplane vertical. What we do is we have a transmitter inside the airplane that's sending back telemetry to the transmitter that you're holding in your hands, and the transmitter is sensing every cell in that pack. And if any one of those cells dips down to a dangerous voltage, and you set what that is yourself, then your transmitter will start talking to you, and it'll tell you, danger, you've got a cell that is below 3.4 volts, and you can back off your throttle really quick. So that we transmit that through the air into the transmitter and monitor exactly what's going on with every cell in the battery. Just because battery management, right? It's a different form of battery management. It's not like something you'd put on a solar pack or something like that, although those are good too. But it's a different form of battery management. Anyway, appreciate you hanging around for the Rideshare portion of the net, Ariel. Look forward to maybe seeing you at the field day, depending on how it goes with the COVID stuff, and seeing all of that come to fruition with the Greer Club. Take care and stay safe. Any other stations all the way through the alphabet that would like to check into the Blue Ridge 2-meter net, call W4DJW.
JW. Please check in Kilo 4, Romeo Oscar Whiskey. K4 all W, Rich and Graham. No traffic, no roundtable.
Electro Electric, nice. K4 ROW. That's Richard in Greenville. Good to have you with us tonight, Richard. Appreciate you being here. Take care and stay safe. One last call. Have I missed anyone for comments or missed any check-ins? Call W4DJW. Okay, please be sure and stop back by tomorrow night, where W2MJB Mark will be calling the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. And I'm sure he would appreciate you stopping by and checking in, and I'm sure you'll enjoy it as well. Please stand by for my net report. This is W4DJW now securing the Blue Ridge 2-meter net with our thanks for checking in. We'll now return the repeater back to normal amateur use. 73 is good night.